Well, it all actually started in 1982 when my wife and I moved over from the white community in South Africa into a black community. We were the two first white people who decided to go and live amongst the African people. And it was there that I discovered the distrust of black people in white people. And I knew how much distrust there was also in the white community towards black African people. And I've decided, but this cannot be God's way for human beings. There must be another way. And the only way I saw was that I must bring together African people and white people to talk to one another, because just talking to one another will reveal ourselves to others. So I developed the basic philosophy that any community in this world needs trust, mutual trust of people living in a society. And they can't trust one another if they don't know one another. And because people just don't trust people if they don't know them. And the only way you can learn to know another person is to communicate with him or her, to talk to them. And by talking to one another, you reveal yourself to one another. And then people start to trust you. So, and to talk to one another, you need to go to one another. Because we move around and we move alongside one another, but we never talk to one another. And then I thought, well, the best way to talk to one another is to sit down around a dining table and having a meal together, sharing the same food, and then talking to one another, and then telling our stories to one another. And it had such a wonderful effect that people started more and more to ask, can't we be part of this? We would so much love to go to African people in the black townships at that time and to invite them to our homes again, to have a discussion, just to know how they feel, what they think about life, what they think about South Africa and their present situation. And it really created such a wonderful climate for the new dispensation, who was eventually put into action in South Africa in 1994, when we first had our first democratic election. So I am deeply thankful. Len, there is no other way for human beings living in this world than to learn to trust one another. Only by that, in that way, can we eventually have harmony and peace amongst people, from whatever religion or culture or language we may be. But by learning to know one another, we learn to trust one another. And I'm deeply thankful to God that you have taken this up in America. And I only want to encourage those who will be gathering tonight and say, my dear people, we are all created in the same image of God. Let us, for God's sake, be willing to live in this world in peace and harmony and make this place a heaven. Because that is what it is meant to be. And I believe it is possible to achieve it. But then people must learn to know one another, talk to one another, trust one another. And I'm deeply thankful to hear that tonight you're gathered as a group of people from such different cultures, languages, religions, and what have you. It is of no meaning to me that people belong to different religions, to different cultures, to different languages. The main thing to me is that people must know we are people of the same kind. We are equal for God's eyes, whatever religion it may be. And I am deeply thankful for what you have done to start this movement amongst other people, and I'll ever be thankful. So I am so glad to know that in America and through America, also in Israel and Palestine, this concept of koinonia, fellowship with one another, learning to know one another, trusting one another, is continuing. We are still on the way. There's still so much to do. And that is what I pray for, also for your group, that they will realize there's not going to get an end to their journey. They will have to continue to bring people together and let them talk to one another, look each other in the eye, and in that way discover God in another person. Because actually there can be no meaning in life without fellow human beings. It's in relation to them, in contact with them, in communication with them, that life